Divorce and Taxes, 5-Minute Overview. Divorce is one of the most emotionally challenging events in a person's life, and it is also one of the most complicated from a tax standpoint. Divorce and Taxes, Overview, Filing Status, and Alimony Implications provides a clear, practical overview of how federal income tax rules apply when a marriage ends, and how those rules can affect both spouses long after the divorce is final. This 2-credit course, with a 10-question final exam, is designed for tax professionals who need to understand how divorce impacts income, deductions, credits, filing status, and future tax exposure. Rather than focusing on tax form preparation, the course emphasizes concepts and planning considerations, helping practitioners anticipate tax outcomes and explain them clearly to clients. A central theme throughout the course is that federal tax law, not divorce courts, determines tax treatment, and the two do not always align. The course begins with a broad overview of the tax issues commonly triggered by divorce. These include alimony and support payments, division of property, treatment of children and dependents, filing status choices, liability for unpaid taxes, retirement benefits, and the sale or transfer of the marital home. Because divorce often involves large financial decisions made under emotional stress, the course stresses the importance of understanding how these decisions translate into tax consequences. One of the primary topics covered is alimony. The course explains the significant change in federal law that took effect for divorce and separation agreements entered into after 2018. Under older agreements, alimony payments are generally deductible by the paying spouse and taxable to the recipient. For agreements entered into after 2018, alimony is no longer deductible or taxable. This shift has a major impact on divorce negotiations and after-tax cash flow, particularly for higher-income taxpayers. The course also explains how alimony differs from child support and why certain payments are automatically treated as child support regardless of how they are labeled. Another major area of focus is the division of property. The course explains how Internal Revenue Code Section 1041 governs transfers of property between spouses or former spouses incident to divorce. These transfers generally occur without recognizing gain or loss, and the receiving spouse takes over the original cost basis. While this rule prevents immediate taxation at divorce, the course emphasizes that it often shifts future tax consequences to the recipient's spouse when the property is later sold. The course also addresses how divorce affects children and dependents for tax purposes. Although personal exemptions are currently suspended, dependency status remains important because it determines eligibility for valuable tax benefits, such as the child tax credit and head of household filing status. The course explains the IRS presumption that the custodial parent is entitled to claim the child, how that right can be released to the non-custodial parent using a written declaration, and why divorce decrees alone often do not control tax outcomes. Special rules and tiebreakers are discussed for shared custody and complex family arrangements. Filing status is another key topic. The course explains how marital status is determined as of the last day of the tax year and how that status affects available filing options. It compares married filing jointly, married filing separately, single, and head of household, highlighting both tax advantages and liability risks. Particular attention is given to head of household status, which can provide lower tax rates and a higher standard deduction for qualifying taxpayers after divorce. The course also covers joint and several liability on joint returns, including situations in which a divorced taxpayer may still be responsible for taxes owed from years before the divorce. Available relief options are introduced, along with the trade-offs involved in filing separately when liability concerns outweigh tax savings. Additional topics include the treatment of retirement benefits through qualified domestic relations orders, which allow retirement assets to be divided without immediate tax or penalties, and the tax implications of transferring or selling the marital home, including capital gain exclusions and residency requirements. Overall, this course provides a structured and accessible overview of the major tax concepts that arise in divorce. It equips tax professionals with the knowledge needed to identify tax issues early, avoid common pitfalls, and guide clients through one of the most financially complex transitions they may ever face.